Hi everyone, I'm Morgan McCullum. Thanks for joining me. This is vlog 7 of my time at the Commonwell during my Alexa Rose residency. I am set up tonight in the gallery. I thought it would be cool to have the hallway behind me and the lighting back there. I recently found out just before starting this recording that the light is motion activated and me sitting here doesn't help. But I didn't want to bring down a whole bunch of stuff. I just got the one light, using that for some background highlight. New year. I have been gone for 2 weeks. I planned to be gone for one. I got sick right after recovering from my little thing. And so I haven't been here. I haven't been anywhere. I've been in bed and miserable. So I'm glad that's done and look forward to the rest of the year being better. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I came here and checked in and touched base about what's going on, what I'm doing. Still working on scheduling interviews. Now that it's January, I've got some people that I need to check back with. I've got some people that I've started reaching out to. So we will see where that all goes and hopefully that works out well. I am back to being here and talking. I have some other exciting news that I am not allowed to share yet, but will be able to probably in 2 weeks. Fingers crossed. So I will let you all know when I know that I can say something. Feeling eccentric right now. So, I only hooked one light downstairs and I think that was enough. I had plenty of fun getting that one light all the way down here just so that you can see my mediocre face in mediocre light. And there is the AC quieting down, which I should have waited for, but I didn't. So, congratulations. I haven't done any interviews. Like I said, I haven't done much of anything. So this is a short-ish vlog. I was thinking again today about the access that one of the things that I really appreciate about being a videographer, being a documentarian, being a filmmaker is getting to see behind the scenes of things and getting access to stuff that not everybody gets access to. People, some, you know, when they're wanting to share their stories, they are excited to have you come in and film them and show about them. And a lot of times you get access to some pretty neat places. I feel like I've probably tread this water before in one of these vlogs now that I'm thinking about it. One of the places that came up in my head today was the secret tunnels underneath of the State House, where the hot water system, that the geothermal that heats and cools whatever the buildings throughout that system. There's a tunnel where all that goes and it connects to some stuff, and it's neat. It's not entirely inaccessible to the public, but it's not entirely accessible to the public. And it's interesting to go down there because there's a bunch of murals from the 80s and they're just high school kids and stuff, but it's a lot of fun. And that's a place that I get access to just as part of what I do. It's neat, but there's lots of places that are like that. It might not sound super cool, but getting to go out to the, the Boise Watershed and do a piece about the sewage and the sewage treatment and getting to see, getting access to some of these places where this stuff that most people don't ever see, getting access to where that stuff happens and getting to see it is pretty nifty. There's a million things that have been like that I've gotten to do, and it's just really neat. I really feel like I've talked about this in one of the previous vlogs, but if you're new, that's my favorite part of getting to do what I do. So I'm hoping to interview a person whose research is close to what I want my documentary to be about. I'm hoping to interview some more artists who are making their living with their art. And I'm hoping to make some more connections. I saw a post from Idaho Film Society, and I believe that there's a reason why they keep coming up in my little world. I've met a few people who are connected to them. I've seen several events going on there. I've yet to make it down there. They're at the old Greyhound station, and it's currently covered in a lot of beautiful art by a lot of wonderful artists. And yeah, they have a screening area there, and I believe they do feature films, like old films and local indie films. I could be wrong about the first part. I am uneducated, but I look forward to learning more. So, all that to say, Happy New Year. I'm Morgan McCullum. I'm here at the Commonwealth in Garden City. I am experimenting with a different kind of lighting and a different kind of framing. And I hope that the rest of the year goes well for you and goes well for me. I look forward to talking to you more. I look forward to bringing you more along with this journey. And if you have any comments or suggestions or people who you think might be interesting to talk to, feel free to reach out. Info@boiseartscene.com is a great way to reach me, and or my contact page on boiseartscene.com. So I will leave it there, and I will talk to you next time.